They call me USHERRAYMONZ. Maybe tell me what you want to do to me. I'm just like you to see. You must have been telling me something. So you know, you know, Let me take you to a place and nice and quiet. And there ain't no one there to interrupt. Ain't got a rush. I just wanna take it. I know y'all saw the rest of that. Welcome to episode 75, man. Thank y'all. Make sure y'all go and follow me on all platforms. This has been a topic. We're going to talk about privacy and love, baby. Privacy and love, okay? So y'all make sure y'all get comfortable. I'm not going to hold y'all long. Thank y'all for tapping in. This is just the intro. Let's go. Now tell me, do you wanna get free from the bottom up? You right out with, I've been feeling like no one's ever made free. Yeah, come on, Ursha. So we're talking about privacy and love. What y'all got going on, man? Appreciate y'all for tapping in, tuning in. This is my podcast. It's called Toxic Priceless Motivation. I appreciate y'all. It's just, you know, even if a lot of people don't even listen, I just want to make sure I put something out there and just keep it rolling. We on episode 75, okay? And I promised I was going to drop this episode today, okay? Not gonna hold y'all long, but we're talking about this Usher Keke Palmer situation with the guy. So the basis of the situation is Keke Palmer with this Usher, right? Yeah, in Vegas. You know, Usher got more residency, right? So, you know, he been, doing his thing, and Keke up there just had her baby looking good, okay? Looking good. The baby has filled her out all in the right places. She's enjoying it. She's putting it in our face, letting us see. You know, the baby has cleared her skin up. The baby has gave her the right voluptuality, if you will. That's not a word, but I make up words all the time. But she's looking good. She went to see Usher, and Usher came. He saw her. He was singing to her. She had a hand around him, and all of that. And she had a sheer outfit on with a thong, and her booty is showing, but it's the dress, okay? So her child father, who she's not married to, who's her boyfriend, they are in a relationship together that I know of. He said, "You're a mom." You know, he addressed what she has on. He said, "She's a mom." Okay, that's the basis of this, right? So, first thing first, I'm going to give my opinion. I feel like he has a valid point being her boyfriend. They are in a relationship, a committed relationship. They have agreed upon that. They have a child. If he wants to speak on something, the way she's acting or the way that she's doing. Now, me personally, I was in a relationship. I don't care if it's Usher, Michael Jackson. I'm not finna be putting my hand around nobody. That's just me now. You know, and Usher's a smooth guy. Like, and he probably can sign the panties off you. But I wouldn't been doing that. And I probably wouldn't have wore that. But that's me. Now, she's in the spotlight. However, if my man wants to say anything about anything, address me directly and not on social media. Because it was already some little flack where she had to kind of like take up for him and saying, you know, let people know what he did and things of that nature. So you got to think, when you're bringing your relationship problems or anything to social media, you're opening up the floodgates for everything. Okay, so his message, okay, the message, correct message, wrong approach. You know, that's what we're going to label this as. What my gavel? I don't need a gavel. What in the cut? Correct message, wrong approach. The message coming from her significant other, it can be accepted. You know, men, they're going to say what they say. Women going to do what they do. At the end of the day, you have to work that out between each other, okay? Right message, wrong approach. So, first thing first, privacy and love. The reason I say privacy and love is because of this exact situation. When you are building and when you are beginning to build and when you see where you want to go with somebody, which they have a child, I'm just praying that they work through this and stay together. I honestly do, because it's so minute. excuse me. But I feel like when you expose or when you do that and take it to that level, now everybody has an opinion. Everybody's in his ear. Everybody's in her ear. Everybody can come in and bombard your relationship and bombard your foundation and bombard whatever it is that you're building because you allowed it. Okay, this is why I always say keep something for yourself, because as you're beginning to build, and I've been here, as you're beginning to build, you don't want all of that outside noise in. Take away relationship, just privacy alone for yourself. If you are on a journey to growth and you got all these people around you, that's why isolation is important, because you don't need a lot of outside noise. You have to learn to stand on your own judgment. You have to learn to trust your own self. You have to learn that you are the loudest voice in your head. You're what you need. You're a product of what you believe. So when you bring all these other people in, now that foundation can start cracking, because it probably wasn't solid from the beginning, you know, because now you're looking at this. If you're going to go to the internet about something like that and you didn't come to me about something like that, what else do y'all got going on? You know, now everybody can, those floodgates, as I say, they're open. They're open. Now it's now they could tell him, now you talk a tradition, but now you didn't marry this girl. Now she could be looking like, yeah, now they, you didn't marry me. Why you ain't marry me? You talking about you did. And then boom. Now, these people who are not in your home every day, these people who don't pay your bills, these people who are not going to babysit your child, they are in your head, in your home, and in your relationship. You see what I'm saying? So now you have opened up these doors to possibly not being able to remedy the situation because you got so many people in. Now everybody looking at you. What is she going to do next? What is he going to do next? And when you don't have a strong mindset, you allow people to come in and they destroy. If you got a solid foundation and individually you have a solid mindset, you can repair and resolve. Okay. And then we're going to add the other R to there. You can repair, resolve, and renew whatever it was that y'all were going through. You can fix that and patch that up just in time if you don't allow it to linger and everybody to get in it. You know, so with love and privacy, because we're going to tie to this love and privacy. We're going to tie to this. Love and privacy. We're going to tie to this Usher. We're going to tie to this Usher. U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. But I feel like that's the first thing. You know, the foundation has to be solid. If it's not, then that opens those floodgates. Next, with love and privacy. When you begin to go outside, you put everybody else in danger. Okay? You start putting everybody else in danger. And I'll tell y'all about myself a little bit. I had a long-standing relationship. And when I had the relationship, I never told anybody anything. And my mate probably didn't even notice. Nobody never knew anything I was going through. I wouldn't even use the word suffer, but it was just like I would go through these things by myself and I would figure it out by myself and I would vent to myself and God and I would come up with solutions. And when I was really going through it, I would find ways and do things with, you know, with my hobbies or whatever it was that would please me or make me happy. But I fought through it by myself. Because if you bring other people in with family, they're going to start disliking this person. They're looking for you to leave. They're looking for you to do everything on their time now. And if you got a plan in place, this is rushes your plan. So I had this thing where I'm like, I'm not going to go and I'm not going to tell everybody because I'm building my mindset to leave. I was building myself up to leave. So the fact that I was doing this, I couldn't put everybody in my business because that would undo my plan. That would undo everything. Okay. So you bring family in, somebody could get hurt. You know, you have to, these are things you have to think about, why privacy is important. Overall in life, but we're talking about privacy and love. You bring family in and now this person don't like this person. This person, oh, I ain't going to tolerate you doing this to my baby. I ain't going to tolerate you doing this to my son. Now that clash comes with family. They're not liking that person. They can't stomach being around that person. You open doors and you keep opening doors when you don't know how to, one, control your emotions, two, keep people out your business. And when you don't value privacy, it's so many avenues to why privacy is important. Okay? So you have to lead that family and you have to make sure you handle these things. Go get professional help. If you feel like you need help, go and get professional help. Okay? Go get professional help. Because you're opening up more doors. Now, next. Social media, okay, with privacy. Yeah, I know that's like one of my biggest things. I always tell y'all, I wouldn't be with a man who's on social media all day, who has time to just write and write and write, who's so visible on social media. You know, you might be able to look, and if he do have a page and it's for business, things like that, it's okay. But that man who sits on there all day and writing and talking and blah, 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 that blah, blah, blah. I do not like men on social. I prefer a man that is not on social media at all, okay? That's my preference. Social media and privacy, it's so tricky because, and then it's not. When you're in the public eye and when you've already built a certain, you know, a platform, you don't have to be as visual on social media like that. You have a team. People can run your page, so on and so forth. They come in, they show you what content to create. They help you do those things like that. So it's not a problem like that. Now we'll bring it back down on our level, okay? Because we're not rich yet, but we're almost there. So we got to make sure we move accordingly. Price and motivation, what about building a mindset? Build your mind while you're on the bottom, so at the top you won't crumble, right? The social media and the privacy, you give people a little bit. You can control the narrative. You can give people a little bit, and you don't have to give them everything. If you're there for business, you're gonna do business. Stay along the lines of business. If you're not there for business and you just have a page, you still don't have to be on there showing everything. Okay, it's optional. Ain't nobody saying when you touch down off the plane, show your location, tell these people where you at, tell these people where you eating at, tell these people where you go, tell these people all of this. Even if you're a vlogger and you're vlogging, okay, you still don't have to post that until you gone. All of that sharing location, all of that, I'm letting people know where I'm at. Okay, the more you show, the more people think you got, the more they come after you, the more they asking for money, the more they begging for money, all right, people praying on you, there's some men out there just watching your every move on social media, and I know because I've had somebody tell me certain things about me on social media, my videos, this is how hard they watch you. They watch you, okay? Especially if you somebody to know. They're watching how you move. They're praying on your energy. They're praying that they're watching you so they can know how to swarm in on you. So these are things you have to be careful about. Not sharing locations. Not sharing soon as you get to the vacation. I'm here. You don't know who is trying to get you. You don't know who, not even just trying to get you, but who's trying to prey on you. Okay, I'm going to get close to her so I can get to know her and I can use her and I can. And I'm not saying that this is how somebody should just naturally think, okay? We're talking about privacy. And I don't know if I'm going to name this love and privacy or what, but the basis is the Keke Palmer situation. So we probably just name it privacy, huh? It's privacy. Privacy is important. Something about privacy. But anyway, yeah, so we're so fascinated with showing people everything like that, but you just got to stay mindful that this is a new day. People killing you in broad daylight. People doing stuff in broad daylight. So you got to keep that privacy with that social media. You got to keep something for yourself. And I always tell people that because if you don't keep something for yourself, you're not going to have nothing. We're living in a world where we're pretty much being depleted. Prices going up on everything. Ain't nobody talking about too much of what's really going on, but we see what's really going on. The Bible playing out right before your eyes so you know it's a real deal. You know, you expose every minute of the day. You know, you got social media where Facebook asks you what's on your mind. You telling your every thought before the thought even manifests. You know, you telling your dreams, your goals before they become reality. We're living in these type of times. So what are you going to have for yourself? Okay? What are you going to have for yourself? So you got to keep something for yourself. But with privacy and love and privacy with family and privacy and social media, those are just a few of them, you know. And I honestly feel like that guy, you know, my grandma looked at somebody I dated and the first time she looked at him, she said, "He's not for you, Brittany. He's not a man." That's exactly what my grandma said. Do you hear me? That's what my grandma has said. She had said that first time meeting him, and I was early in, so all I had to do was just take my grandma's word, because she never steered me wrong. And little did I know, she still was on the track of not steering me wrong. But that guy said that to say this, that guy, Keke has a grand personality. You know, and I want to say I have a grand personality, but I am the type of person, I'm outspoken, you know, I'm going to always be doing something, have my hand in something. I'm heaven sent. Amen. So those type of people, you have to have the right man. You cannot have any type of man. And I'm speaking from pure experience. You have to have the right man, the man who has the plan, who has something going on, who's not wrapped up in what you got going on, who encourages you and lifts you up and protects you. But he understands his woman's role and what she is doing. And he got her if she ain't got to do it or if he don't want her to do it. But he respects it and he's allowing her to move in the manner that she needs to move in. And all is respected on both ends. You gotta have that man. And it's everybody is just not a man. And what he did, I think he regretted. Okay. I think he might learn from it. But it's not the gesture or it's not the attitude, if you will, of a man that understands the woman he has in front of him. What she's about, what she represents, everything else. Because Keke keep it real classy. You know, for the most part, she really does keep it. But a lot of the videos that he recorded with her, she was like, you know, he had one of them and she was clapping, like low-key trying to clap her butt. And then she was dancing with the baby in her belly with her panties on. So these are things that he put out of her. Then it further leads you to believe, like, you know, was it just that it was Usher? Was it that she was on Usher? Because like I said, that's the way she was on Usher. I don't care who it is. I don't really have no favorites. But if he was my favorite, I would still would not have been like that. But they are in the entertainment industry. Okay? I'm not. So I can't speak on that. I can't speak on that part. Overall, I feel like right message, wrong approach. That's my answer. If my man tell me that he wants me to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to act like I wouldn't do whatever it is my man need me to do. And I've been there. You know, I've been there. I can pipe down on this, so I can pipe down on that. And it's a respect. It's a mutual respect. You know what I mean? And it's not asking too much from me or diverting so much from me. Not being myself, I can compromise. As I expect him to compromise with me as well, because we're a partnership, you know. That's not a problem. I feel like most women would do that. But I just feel like him bringing it to social media was dead wrong. He wrong. He's wrong. And I did not know that they wasn't married. I thought they was married for some reason. And it makes it even like, because you're single until you're married. You're single until you're married, okay? Move accordingly, guys. But no, seriously, I feel like right message, wrong messenger. She is a mom, but I do want to say this, and I'm going to let y'all go because I held y'all a little bit too long. Don't minimalize a woman to a mother after a woman has children. She has to still become and keep becoming. She still has you, so she has to keep herself up, because that's how she caught you, and that's how she got you, and that's how you're going to stay. Okay? So allow her to feel sexy. Allow her to keep becoming, because a child does not stunt your growth. Once a woman puts a child out, or once a woman have a child, and I'm speaking from pure experience, it turns you up. You feel like Superwoman. I can push this child. I can have a, I've given life. With the help of the father, of course, it's a team effort, but I carried, and it just hit a little different, and I can, and I'm out here, and I'm looking good, and I'm doing, so you get turned up. So don't box a woman in to a wife, mother, like she can't have fun after she have a baby. She can't feel sexy after she has given life. She had to walk around 9 months making sure she cared for two people when somebody else just had to walk around caring for themselves. She had to make sure she moved different and make sure she giving herself all the nutrients, drinking a lot of water, getting good sleep. All of this because she's caring for another life and she's caring for her own. That changed the game. That changed the game. Ooh, that changed the game. It changed for me. Because once seeing that power that I possessed to be able to do that, to be able to sit here all night, get the baby ready, get her clothes, get her hair, then get myself ready for work, then take care of my man and make sure he good and get off, come home, clean up, cook, feed the baby, do it again the next day. That power you possess, it's phenomenal. Okay? So don't box a woman in because she has to keep becoming. A child does not stunt your growth. Being a wife does not stunt your growth. A wife has to keep becoming so she can keep being who she needs to be for her man. And a man will understand that. A man, a husband, he's going to welcome that with open arms. Okay? Same thing with the motherhood. That should turn your man, if your man should be turned on by that, you getting that glitz and glam and you get that glow at the motherhood. You have to keep becoming after a child, because now you're bringing a little person into this world that you have to groom to be a productive citizen, and they have to see the goodness and the greatness in you so they can feel the goodness and the greatness in themselves and see where they came from. So when you feel like a child stunts a mother growth, and you put a mother in a box after she has a child and think she's supposed to stop becoming, that means you don't have the best interest for that child. Because that mother needs to keep becoming so that child can see how great that mother is. If you put them in a box and after becoming a wife, how am I going to keep becoming and give my man the best and everything he need if after I become a wife, I'm supposed to stop everything and not be great and not be sexy and not be cute and not be fabulous and not be fly? It don't work like that, okay? It don't work like that. Compromise, find a happy medium. And I just pray that they work it out. And they, you know, because it was a mistake. He had the wrong approach. He had the right message. You don't come on the internet with that. You see how savagery, okay? Savagery. The internet is savagery. But you see how it is. And they tore him apart. They wouldn't even dig up old tweets on him. And I just hate that he did that and he had to go through that. But however, Kiki is that girl, you know? She's the girl. And I just feel like it could be worked out if they make sure everybody stays out of their ear. Like I said, that's why that privacy is important. That privacy is focal. And for me, ooh, that privacy is focal. I will cut you off. I will cut you dead off in the middle of your tracks. I can like you so much. It happened to me. It was somebody that I just felt like we would just click so well. And then it was a hint came to me about something. And it instantly, boom, I created space. I didn't even tell them why. I just did it. And one day I might tell them why. But overall, don't play with me. You gone. And I don't have too many people around me. So when you come around me, I value you in a particular way. If I open up to you, if you know things, if you got pictures and all the type of stuff like that, then I value you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't take people for granted, you know. But overall, privacy is important, man. Keep some for yourself. I just had to run across it a little bit. I probably lingered a little bit too long. We on about 25 minutes. So I hope y'all listen to this whole thing. But y'all make sure y'all keep something for yourself. Because overall, well, like I said, we're living in a chaotic world right now. You got to have something for yourself. And it also helps with your peace of mind and you having that peace. Understanding that everything on the outside, you know, that worldly stuff, it don't matter. God is pleased with the inside and man is pleased with the outside. So you got to learn how to come within so you can make sure that you're pleasing God and you leave that outside alone because you can't please man. Man is never pleased. Amen. Practice motivation. Y'all have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank y'all for listening. And don't forget to keep something for yourself, man. Apologize, Kiki, old man, okay? And Kiki, don't listen to these people on the outside. Go ahead and y'all get it together and y'all get married. Because ain't nothing out here. Y'all young and y'all flourishing and all of that. And y'all just make sure y'all do the right thing. But keep your business off of social media. Keep family out your business. Keep friends out your business. And make sure you understand that privacy is very, very crucial to a successful relationship. Because you have to trust and lean on each other. You all you got. Precious motivation. Thank y'all for listening.